certainly on that.
Are you ready for High School Baseball Live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Today's live coverage is brought to you by Columbia Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Hanover Horton School, Tim Chapel DDS, and Tuttle Concrete. Live and local, it's High School Baseball right here on WKHM.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's presentation of High School Baseball. Today's matchup pits the Grass Lake Warriors against the Onsted Wildcats in the regional semifinals at Hudson High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Thanks for joining me today. As this game was originally scheduled for 4:30, decided to move it up to 2 o'clock so that they could try to get this game in before some potential thunderstorms later this afternoon. Should be coming in probably around 4 o'clock or so. So already out there warming up, the starting pitcher of the Onsted Wildcats, Xavier Gibbs, out there on the hill warming up. As with the coin flip, Onsted is going to be the home team for this one, with Grass Lake being the road team. A little bit of a difference there that Grass Lake is accustomed to. They were the home team in both of their district games there on Saturday against Clinton, and in the first round against Columbia Central. So this one set to get underway here in the top of the first inning, brought to you by Stone's One Stop Auto Shop in Grass Lake. Leading off for the Grass Lake Warriors, it's Luke Guthrie, the shortstop, as we go through the Grass Lake batting order, followed by Sal Vitale from first base, then Jacob Collins in center field. Middle three is the third baseman, Braden Lape, left fielder, Bryant Cook, and the catcher, Colin Knight. First pitch on its way, and it's fouled off along the first baseline by Guthrie, and he falls behind 0-1. Bottom three for Grass Lake, it's the right fielder, Gavin Killinger, designated hitter, Manny Schaffran, and the second baseman, Cameron Prater, with Walker McKibben getting this start on the hill for Grass Lake, who pitched very well in the complete game. All seven innings in the district championship over Clinton. Next one is going to be swung on, fouled off. It deflects off of the home plate umpire's mask. And Guthrie falls behind 1-2 to Xavier Gibbs. Here we go, 1-2. Swing and a foul tip in the dirt, just hanging in there. Grass Lake in their traditional home uniforms with the navy numbers trimmed in gold. White uniforms with the navy pinstripes. On Saturday they wore their cream colored alternate uniforms, as we've got a fouled ball hugging the third baseline. It hops away on the wrong side of that bag. And it's another foul, 1-2. Luke Guthrie still hanging in there. Xavier Gibbs looking to retire the leadoff hitter to get this game going. Here just ahead of 2 o'clock here at Hudson High School. Thanks for joining us. Next pitch, a fastball high. Easy one to lay off there, 2-2. Guthrie not tempted by that one. Sometimes those high fastballs could be tempting with two strike counts. 2-2, this is going to be a grounder right to the second baseman. Pickup, throw to first is in time. Hutchinson to Wonders for the first out. So Guthrie retired there. This brings in the first baseman, Sal Vitale. As Grass Lake trying to get off to a good start here in the regional semifinals. Winner will play at Adrian College at 10 o'clock on Saturdays. We got a swing and a miss just behind the low and away fastball there from Gibbs. 0-1 the count. Winner of this game will take on the winner of Leslie and Lumen Christi. Next one, swing and a miss. That one lumping in on the zone. Couldn't make the contact there. Would have been a jam probably if he did. and it's 0-2 to Vitale. Next one, swing and a miss. A three-pitch strikeout from Xavier Gibbs for the second out. That's his first strikeout, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. And now the center fielder, Jacob Collins, stands in to try to keep the inning alive for Grass Lake. Base is empty. Two outs. First pitch, swing and a foul tip behind. And it's 0-1. We've seen these Onstead Wildcats previously this season, a couple weeks ago in the Al Glick tournament there. Lumen Christi able to defeat them 7-0 in the tournament championship there at Jackson High School. Gibbs was the pitcher in that one as well, the starting pitcher. As we got a swing and a pop foul off to the left side. Is it playable? And it will deflect off the very top of the fencing. And it will be a foul ball. 0-2 the count for Collins. Onstead with the same interesting uniforms that they wore in that Al Glick tournament. The all-purple uniforms, purple jerseys, purple pants. It's like a light shade of purple. And then the numbers are a dark purple trimmed in white with the purple ball caps. White O on it. We got a swing, line drive, left center field, and that's going to be gloved by the left fielder, Johnson. And Grass Lake is retired in order here in the top of the first inning. Bottom of the first, Onstead, their first chance at the plate. Coming up in 60 seconds, you've got high school baseball on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
No score yet. Bottom of the first inning presented by Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop in Grass Lake. Onstead with their first turn at the plate. Broadcasting from Hudson High School, Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Light drizzle coming down now. Of course, trying to get this game in, so... Of course, unless this picks up, we're going to try to tough this one out. Of course, underneath the tent here behind home plate. We did think ahead, ladies and gentlemen. So, and they do have a backup plan as well. If the field does eventually get to a point where it's unplayable, they actually are going to pause the game and relocate to Adrian College and finish the game there. I believe I saw they have a game at 4 o'clock over there at Adrian College. So it'll be Adrian College or Siena Heights. Both places have a game scheduled for 4 o'clock. So if this game here at Hudson gets unplayable, then they will actually pause the game, pick up, and move to either Adrian College or Siena Heights to complete the game sometime after 6 o'clock or so. So, bottom of the first, about to get underway with Onstead. Leadoff hitter is JT Hill, the center fielder. And on the hill is Walker McKibben. First pitch, fastball, gets the bottom of the zone for a called first strike. Let's go through the Onstead batting order. After Hill, it's the shortstop, Lucas Arnold, and the catcher, Luke Manders. Now it's a swing and a grounder. That one pops just over the glove of Prater at second base. And it's a leadoff single for JT Hill. That one just really nice contact off the bat, immediately hopped ahead of home plate, and then just, you know, kind of careened up and over Prater going into the outfield. Good contact right there, and Onstead, a runner on first with nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Now showing bunt here. It's going to roll foul. Lucas Arnold not able to keep that one in play. And that's going to be strike one. Middle of the order for Onstead. It'll be the third baseman, Jack Tessier. Starting pitcher, Xavier Gibbs. And the first baseman, Carson Wonders. Bottom three is the right fielder, Logan Bellner. Designated hitter, Sam Solis. And the second baseman, Talon Hutchinson, with Landon Johnson there in left field. McKibben glance over his left shoulder. Here comes the 0-1. Another bunt attempt. It also will be tipped foul behind. And Arnold falls behind 0-2, which will likely take the bunt out of the equation here for this plate appearance, as if he fouls off a bunt with a two-strike count, that's going to be a strikeout. McKibben in the stretch, glance over his left shoulder there, Hill at first base, and now Lucas Arnold calling time at the plate. Now steps back in. Here we go, 0-2, swing, and this is a line drive, high and deep, right center field, and that's going to careen nearly to the fence. Throw back in play, will cut off Hill at third base. It's back-to-back singles for Onstead to get going in the bottom of the first inning. Brought to you by Stone's One Stop Auto Shop. And they've got runners at first and third with nobody out. Here is the catcher, Luke Manders. One of the few in the batting order who had success against the talented Timmy Crowley of Lumen Christie in that Al Glick tournament. He had a couple doubles and a walk in that one. 7-0 loss for Onstead in that one. Now we got a step off from McKibben. Does not make a pickoff throw at either base. In the stretch. First pitch, fastball missing off the plate. And it's ball one. Rain still being a little consistent here at Hudson High School. Fastball, that one called strike one, top of the zone. Meanwhile, an uncontested steal of second base by Lucas Arnold. No throw by the catcher. And now there's two in scoring position for Onstead. Nobody out in the bottom of the first, no score yet. Now Rain really picking up here. Fastball missing high. It's now going to be 2-1. Now we're going to step out here. We got a bit of a mound visit here for Walker McKibben. Trying to settle him down here. 2-1 count for Luke Manders. Two in scoring position. A big opportunity here for Onstead to strike first here in the bottom of the first inning. Trying to rally around McKibben, trying to help him get through this jam. Trying to limit the damage here. Plenty of folks here bringing umbrellas. And the rest that did not are joining me underneath the tent. Having a good time here at Hudson High School as mound visit ends for McKibben. Luke Manders back in the plate. Back in the box here. Quick glance at third. Wind up. Here's the 2-1. Fastball called. Strike two on the edge. Good spot there for McKibben. And it's 2-2 trying to get this first out. Trying to prevent him from putting the ball in play as well. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip. That one goes towards the right and out of play. And it remains a 2-2 count. Rain easing up here a little bit at Hudson. Hopefully it stops altogether here shortly.
McKibben ready to go. Here's the 2-2. That one bounces in the dirt, skips away from Knight behind home plate, but neither base runner advances, and it runs the count full 3-2. Full count, big spot right here. Two in scoring position for Onstead. No score yet, bottom of the first. Payoff. Swinging a grounder, hugs the third baseline, but it goes into the outfield fair, and two runs are going to score. Manders able to make it all the way to second. Sliding in safe. It's a two-run double for Luke Manders. Onstead leads 2-0 over Grass Lake here in the regional semifinals at Hudson High School. Those two RBIs brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Three batters and three base hits for the Onstead Wildcats. They couldn't have asked for a better start here in the regionals. And this brings in the third baseman, Jack Tessier. Run around second with still nobody out. First pitch, swinging a line drive to right field. That one's going to take a bounce to Killinger's left, and another base hit. Good throw back in, as we're actually going to get the stop sign there at third. Throw back in. Looks like he was able to dive back in safely. So it'll be just a single there. No additional runs scoring for Jack Tessier. So four hitters and four hits. Runners on first and third with still nobody out. Looks like they actually got the pinch runner as well. That's Tegan Cunningham there at third. Tessier at first. Here's the pitcher, Xavier Gibbs now. First pitch, fastball up and away for the lefty. And it's ball and one. Takes a moment before stepping back in at the plate. Step off, and oh, now in a jam. Tessier between first and third, and now between third and home, trying to stop the run from scoring. Tegan Cunningham, and trying to get the throw, and the tag is successful for the out at third. Now trying to get the double off there. Tessier at second. He is able to slide in safely, but good there for Grass Lake, and Walker McKibben there with the pickoff move to get him out. Get the first out of the inning. So now just a runner on second base with one out. And Xavier Gibbs at the plate. Now a quick meeting here with Knight and McKibben. Trying to de-mud his cleat there. So the rain, thankfully, looks like it came mostly to a stop. Had a good 3-4 minute stretch of good hard rain here at Hudson. But again, they're trying to get this full game in before any further storms come in. Next pitch, big cut and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike for Xavier Gibbs, as he steps back in, trying to drive in more runs for the Onstead Wildcats. Now calls time. I'd like to thank Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, and Iroquois Credit Union for supporting us in today's broadcast. 1-1 on its way. Fastball high, and now off the bag, Tessier. He's going to slide in safely as Knight trying to throw him out off the plate there. Getting a big-time lead. Two balls and a strike for Xavier Gibbs. Onstead 25-13 on the season. Fastball misses high and gets away from Knight. Too high for him to snag. And as a result, Tessier able to move up to third on the wild pitch. Runner on third with one out. Onstead leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning, brought to you by Stone's One Stop Auto Shop. Next one. Fastball misses high. And it's a walk for Xavier Gibbs. So through five batters, four base hits and a walk. Base runners once again on the corners. With just one out. And they're actually going to bring in more dirt for the mound here. The key here being, of course, dry dirt. Especially important for these pitchers. Makes it pretty difficult to pitch when you're throwing hard, you're planting that foot forward, and you get kind of stuck. You could kind of see there on those last couple releases there from McKibben getting away from him. So they're just putting a little bit of a strip here, extending out in front of the rubber. They also gave McKibben a stick to try to de-mud his cleat there. And rain basically over here at Hudson High School after several minutes of pretty hard rain. Onstead still going at it here in the bottom of the first inning, however, leading 2-0. Runners on the corners with one out. Still applying the dirt here. Onstead, three close wins in the district tournament to get to this stage. 4-1 over Whiteford, 6-2 over Hudson, and then 1-0 over Blissfield to make it here to the regionals. And this is as far as they made it last year. Last year losing to Whiteford 5-1 in the regional semifinals. So it looks like the mound is good to go. Walker McKibben, a little bit of a test there, a test little kind of wind-up, make sure we're good to go. All right. So they gave him a warm-up throw, and we're good to proceed. Runners on the corners, one out, Onstead leading 2-0 over Grass Lake. Now the first baseman, Carson Wonders, number 6 in the batting order. He is at the plate. Kevin, quick glance over his left shoulder at the runner there at first. First pitch showing bunt, and that's going to be deflected foul. Onstead, a little bit of everything here in the bottom of the first inning. A couple bunt attempts, a couple hard hits into the outfield, scoring some runners. And a base running gaffe that led to their only out so far. Wonders stands back in. Now another step off here, but no throw here for McKibben. Onstead trying to manufacture more runs here with the bunts. McKibben trying to manufacture outs. On the bases, fastball misses up and in now. 1-1 for Carson Wonders. If you remember in Saturday's game, it took McKibben a little bit to get going. But once we got midway through the third inning, he was able to really find his groove. As we got a bunt attempt, this one pops just ahead of the mound, and McKibben not able to make the catch. And now Gibbs trying to make it up to second base. He thought it was going to be a catch. And he is instead going to be forced out at second base. So a good recovery there by McKibben to still come away with an out on that one after that quick pop up just to the ahead and to the right of the mound. So Gibbs out at second. Carson Wonders is going to reach on a fielder's choice. Don't believe it'll be an error there since a force out still happened. So base runners on the corners, two outs now, still 2-0 for Onstead as the number 7 hitter, Logan Bellner, at the plate. F- First pitch missed there for a ball. Now the next one. Big swing and a miss. Good spot there for McKibben. One ball and one strike. One, one, swing and a miss. And it's strike two, McKibben. Trying to get out of this jam. Seeing a lot of adversity in this first inning. Trying to limit the damage to just two runs. One, two. Swing and a miss. And that retires the side. McKibben with his first strikeout, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. However, Onstead strikes first, two runs on four hits, no errors, two left on. 2-0 Onstead, top of the second inning is next. You've got high school baseball in the regional semifinals back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2-0 Onstead over Grass Lake. Now in the top of the second inning here at Hudson High School. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Second inning brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. Grass Lake really trying to get something going now with the middle of their order. They were retired in order. A ground out, a strikeout, and a flyout for Guthrie, Vitale, and Collins in the top of the first inning before Onstead able to really make some good contact in the bottom of the first inning, starting the game with four consecutive base hits to get their two runs. We got a swing and a miss here for Braden Lape, leading us off in the top of the second inning. Falls behind 0-1. Next one, a fastball from Gibbs. It misses high. One ball and one strike. Gibbs in his second inning of action. Again, did very well in that first inning. Next one is a swing and a pop to shallow right field and into the glove of Bellner coming in from right to get the first out. Brings in the left fielder, Bryant Cook. Number 5 in the Grass Lake batting order. I'd like to thank Tom Coffey Softwater and Grimes Plumbing for their support in today's coverage. First pitch, fastball taken high. Ball 1. Grass Lake 32-4 overall on the season. 1-0 swing and a foul tip before it rolls ahead of the home plate area. Ruled a foul, one ball, one strike. 3-2 win over Clinton on Saturday in the district finals. Trailed 2-0 through four innings after Clinton scored a couple of unearned runs in the first and third innings, and Grass Lake finally strung together some hits in that fifth inning to come out on top as we got a pop in foul territory and out of play to the side of Onstead's dugout. And it's now a two-strike count for Bryant Cook. So Grass Lake scoring three runs in that fifth inning against Clinton to take the 3-2 lead for good. Able to hold on with Walker McKibben going the distance on the mound for that big district win. Cook calls time at the plate before stepping back in. Bases empty, one out. 1-2 count. Onstead leads 2-0. Next one is pretty much a golf swing there. Fouled off to the left-hand side, rolling to the fence to the left of Grass Lake's dugout. Still 1-2. So thankfully no more rain here at Hudson after some pretty hard rain in the bottom of the first. Fastball misses up and away. That one does not tempt Cook, and it's a 2-2 count. Still pretty cloudy here. Probably going to be just cloudy the rest of the day with storms projected later in the day. 2-2 is going to be swung on and popped foul up and over us, out of play. Still stays 2-2. Good stuff right here, at least trying to work up that pitch count from Xavier Gibbs. But Grass Lake still searching for their first base runner here in the top of the second. 2-2, swung on. This is grounded towards third base. Pickup throw across the diamond to first. Just in time. Tessier to Wonders for the second out of the inning. Five up, five down in the Grass Lake batting order. And the catcher, Colin Knight, trying to keep the inning alive for Grass Lake against Xavier Gibbs. Location has been very good so far. First pitch fastball just above the belt. Ruled a ball. Next delivery swung on and popped to the shallow infield just ahead of home plate. And the pitcher Gibbs comes in to make the catch. And Grass Lake once again turned away in order, and they trail 2-0. Bottom of the second inning is next in 60 seconds. You've got high school playoff baseball here on WKHM.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
2-0 Onstead over Grass Lake, now in the bottom of the second inning here at Hudson High School. Second inning brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. 8-9-1 due up for the Wildcats. Led off by the designated hitter, Sam Solis. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday afternoon. Again, game moved up originally from 4:30 to 2 o'clock to try to beat the weather. We still suffered some weather here in the bottom of the first inning, but hopefully the rest of the game could get in uninterrupted as McKibben in his second inning of work now. Misses blown away for ball one on the fastball to Solis. One-oh on its way. Check swing, but ruled a strike anyways on the top of the zone. Good fastball there, one ball, one strike. So it was four consecutive hits, Singles from JT Hill and Lucas Arnold, and then a double, bringing in two runs there from Luke Manders. Double machine as we got a called strike two fastball on the edge. And then Jack Tessier, a single. Xavier Gibbs with a walk. Had a pickoff in there as well as a force out on an interesting play as the off-speed runs in and gets solace on the batting helmet as he tried to duck out of the way of that one. And that's going to be a hit batter to get things going in the bottom of the second inning. Had him on the ropes, too, with a couple of well-placed fastballs. But instead, McKibben contending with a base runner on first with nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Here is the nine-hole hitter, second baseman Talon Hutchinson, as he shows bunt. And this is deflected foul off to the right-hand side. Onstead trying to get runs any way they can. They know a team of this caliber. No lead is safe. Ready to go now after that fouled bunt attempt. 0-1. Showing bunt again. This time it's tapped foul again off to the right-hand side, which takes the bunt out of the equation once again. Again, several bunt attempts from Onstad, several different hitters, but have not had the success in the placement. A lot of fouls, and of course that pop-up in play that resulted in an out. 0-2. Swing and a miss. And there's strike three, second strikeout of the game for Walker McKibben, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. And there's the first out, critical first out. You don't want to get the first two batters on base, especially with the top of the order back with JT Hill. First pitch fastball misses off the plate for ball one. Sam Salas at first on a hit by pitch. One out, 2-0 Onstead lead in the bottom of the second inning. Next pitch called strike one. We saw this against Clinton. Once McKibben really gets his fastball working, once he really gets full command, really tough to stop. Really paints the corners well. Next one, fastball. This one just above the zone for ball two. JT Hill, one for one. Got things going with a single in the bottom of the first and scored one of those two runs on a Luke Manders double. Fastball missing off the plate, and it's ball three. 3-1 for Hill. Trying to get another big inning going here for Onstead as we got a pickoff move at first. Salas able to dive in safely. Got some sun peeking through now here at Hudson. Good refreshing sight to see. 3-1. Swinging a grounder right up the gap, sneaking just out of the range of Guthrie at short. And it's a base hit. JT Hill, 2-for-2, pair of singles. Fifth hit of the game through two innings for Onstead. Now here is the shortstop, Lucas Arnold. Runners on first and second with one out. First pitch, fastball goes to the backstop, misses. And then no throw after Colin Knight tracked it down, so a wild pitch moves up both base runners. Two in scoring position now for Lucas Arnold to try to drive in with just one out. One out on its way. Swinging a fly ball, this one going to shallow center field, and this one will drop in. And that will be another run scoring for the Onstead Wildcats, 3-0. That one just in another one of those Bermuda triangles there between center field, right field, and the shortstop. Just a tough, tough spot there. So Lucas Arnold, he's two for two as well with a pair of singles and a Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning RBI. And it looks like Walker McKibben is being pulled in this start. Onstead just able to get some consistent good contact against his pitches. And now it looks like Braden Lape coming in to replace him. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. Onstead leads 3-0 in the bottom of the second inning here in the regional semifinals on WKHM.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe and have your vehicle inspected at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, pinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB mortgage team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
Listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
3-0 Onstead. Bottom of the second inning, we've got our first pitching change here. Walker McKibben pulled after 1 3 innings. And he's been replaced by Braden Lape. As McKibben allowing 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 strikeouts with a walk. Just unfortunately really did not gain control of that fastball until it was too late. Onstead currently runners on first and third with one out here in the bottom of the second, and now Luke Menders at the plate, who drove in 2 of the 3 runs there in the first inning as the first pitch misses high on the fastball for ball one, and then an uncontested steal of second with Lucas Arnold, now 2 in scoring position with one out. 1-0 count for Manders. Next pitch, fastball gets the zone up and away. 1-1. Luke Menders, again, just double machine. Hit a pair of doubles against Timmy Crowley of Lumen in the Al Glick tournament we covered on these airwaves. Really the only offensive player with success in that one as the fastball misses away, gets away from Knight behind home plate, but no advance by either base runner. Didn't want to chance it there for the score. Bit of a closer backstop here at Hudson than you see at some other places. 2-1 for Manders. So 1-1, 2-run double there in the bottom of the first inning. Next pitch. Breaking pitch, but breaks a little bit too far away from the plate. Out of the zone, 3-1. In the stretch, 3-1. Swing and a grounder. This one sneaks in the gap between short and third. One more run comes in to score. Onstead leads 4-0 in the bottom of the second. So Luke Manders now 2-2, 3 runs batted in. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. This brings in Jack Tessier. So Hill scoring on the play, Lucas Arnold up to third, and Luke Manders at first base. 3 consecutive singles for Onstead, with traffic already on the bases. First pitch showing bunt. This one rolls in play off to the right. Pick up an underhanded throw from Lape to Vitale at first to get the second out, but a successful sacrifice as both base runners able to move up and one of which able to score. Arnold able to score from third. 5-0 Onstead in the bottom of the second inning. Another RBI brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning as Xavier Gibbs stands back in. Runner on second with two outs. Fastball from late misses high on the first delivery for ball one. Three runs on three hits in the inning so far. Next pitch is a swing and a pop. This one towards the right side of the infield, and the second baseman getting under it for the out. That is Prater. And that does it for the second inning, brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. But Onstead adding on to their lead, three runs on three hits. There were no errors, and there was one runner left on base. 5-0 Onstead, top of the third, coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminish its beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Onstead leads 5-0 here now in the top of the third inning at Hudson High School over the Grass Lake Warriors. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Thanks for joining me. Third inning brought to you by Prates Place. 7-8-9 due up for Grass Lake. Led off by the right fielder Gavin Killinger. Xavier Gibbs pitching very well so far. Just one strikeout, but no base runners so far. Six batters and six outs for Xavier Gibbs so far. And especially important for Grass Lake if they can get at least one of these three guys on base with the top of the order lurking around the corner, maybe they can get something going. Grass Lake, we've seen, they're more than capable of putting up runs in a hurry. And they have done so previously as well. Grass Lake able to take down Onstead 11-5 back on April 4th, just the third game of the regular season. First pitch fouled away off to the right-hand side for Killinger. And it's 0-1. Next pitch, that one clips the edge of the zone, and it's called strike two. Looking for his second strikeout, 0-2. Fastball bounces in the dirt for a ball. I'd like to thank Performance Automotive Northwest and Bucked Up Energy Drink for assisting in today's coverage. Killinger ready to go. 1-2. Another foul pitch off to the right-hand side and out of play. Still a 1-2 count here for Killinger. Onstead, of course, two runs in the first, three runs in the second. Just consistent good contact already, seven base hits. Another one fouled away, 1-2. Killinger just refuses to go down without a fight. Again, at least good to rack up the pitch count from Gibbs. 1-2, this time a swing and a miss. Gibbs got him with the fastball, and there's the first out. His second strikeout brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. Here's the designated hitter Minnie Schaefren. First pitch in there for strike one. Wind up in the pitch. Wave and a miss in the dirt, and it's strike two. Gibbs bringing his best stuff so far in the regional semifinals. Next one, swing and a foul tip in the dirt. We'll do the 0-2 once more. Bases empty, 5-0 lead for Onstead over Grass Lake. Here in the top of inning number 3. Brought to you by Prate's Place. Gibbs once more, 0-2. Swing and a line drive, this one to right center field, and that's going to be in the glove of JT Hill for out number 2. Can he get through the whole Grass Lake batting order in a row to start this one? Here's the 9-hole hitter, Cameron Prater. First pitch, fastball up and away for ball one. Again, important to try to get on base, top of the order working. Around the corner, Luke Guthrie in the on-deck circle as another fastball misses low, ball two. Trying to find a way to at least start chipping away at that 5-run deficit. On its way from Xavier Gibbs. Swinging a foul tip behind. 2-1. Grass Lake, of course. 5-4 win over Columbia Central on Saturday in the district semifinals. Another pitch misses above the zone, 3-1. Good spot here for Prater to try to get on. Columbia Central, furious rally to try to come back in that one as we got a swing and a pop to the right side of the infield, shallow right field, and the second baseman, Hutchinson, getting under it to make the catch. And once again, retire Grass Lake in order. 3 innings. No base runners at all. Go to the bottom of the 3rd inning. Onstead leading 5-0 here in the regional semifinals. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe and have your vehicle inspected at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs, specializing in diesel engines, located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, pinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Bottom of the 3rd inning, Onstead at the plate for the 3rd time, leading 5-0 over Grass Lake. Connor Dockery live from Hudson High School and WKHM as 6-7-8 due up for Onstead. Carson Wonders starts things off with a swing and a miss. Falling behind 0-1 to Braden Lape, remaining on the mound in relief. Next delivery is a swing and a foul up and out of play to fall behind 0-2. Third inning brought to you by Prate's Place. Wonders 0-1. Reached on a fielder's choice in the 1st inning. 0-2. Curveball missing above the zone. One ball, two strikes now. Curveball, that one breaks just off the plate. Did not tempt wonders there. 2-2. Tried again. Called strike three on the fastball on the outside edge. Great placement from Leip to get the first out on his first strikeout presented by Jennifer Scanlon in the brokerage house. So Leip now one inning in relief, allowing one hit, one strikeout. McKibben, unfortunately, just Onstead able to just ambush him several hits right out of the gate. As we got a fouled pitch, Logan Bellner trying to bunt his way on base, but it lands foul. McKibben, five runs on six hits, two strikeouts, and a walk. And it looked like by the time he really started to get his fastball going, that's when they decided to pull the plug. Onstead's still able to get some good contact on his pitches. So they started the game, bottom of the first inning, four consecutive base hits. Tipple in front, 2-0. And then a stretch with three consecutive base hits and a sacrifice in the last inning, able to get three more runs on the board for Grass Lake. Fastball low and away, called strike two. Next pitch is a swing and a foul out of play, with Logan Bellner staying alive at the plate. 0-2, bases empty, one out, 5-0 on step here from Hudson High School. 0-2. Swing and a foul tip. Just hanging in there. Nearly got him. Knight actually got some glove contact on that one. Had a chance to maybe get the strikeout there, but couldn't haul it in. Here's another 0-2 from Leip. Bounces in the dirt, low and away. 1-2. See if Leip can really get rolling here on the mound. Try to slow down the Onstead offense. Setting the stage for a Grass Lake to try to chip into this deficit. Has another one in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes for Logan Bellner. 0-for-1 with a first inning strikeout. 2-2. Check swing. That misses low and away. Held up in time. And that runs the count full. 3-2. Leip trying to get him fishing out of the zone. He's doing a good job holding off. Payoff pitch, swing and a tapper. This one along the third baseline. Pick up Prater, throw across. That one's high and out of play. So an error gets Bellner on base. And he is going to be at second with one out here in the bottom of the third inning. So Braden Leip, of course, was starting the game at third, but now with him being on the mound in relief, they made some adjustments. Prater made the shift from second base to third base. And then Braden Wayne coming in as the shortstop. So Bellner on second, result of an error. With one out, here is the designated hitter, Sam Solis, who looks at a fastball high for ball one. First error of the game for either team on that one. 1-0. Fastball gets the edge for strike one. In the stretch, quick glance at second. Here's the 1-1. Fastball missing, low and away, just off the plate. Nibbling on the edge there, 2-1. Wave and a miss there from Solis, evening the count at 2. Trying to get this second out here. Trying to get the baton back in his team's hands. I'd like to thank Wolverine Seal Coating and Wilby Transit Mix. They're supporting today's coverage as we've got a swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the inning for Mr. Braden Leip. And there's the second out. Runner on second. 5-0 lead for Onstead. This brings in the 9-hole hitter from the Wildcats in the form of Talon Hutchinson. That strikeout, of course, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon in the brokerage house. First pitch, that one gets the called strike one on the outside edge. Leif really feeling his pitch command right here. 0-1 for Hutchinson. Next pitch, fastball misses just up and away, evening the count at one. Hutchinson 0-for-1 was a strikeout victim in the last inning. At that time, Walker McKibben. His second strikeout. 1-1 on the way. That one gets the bottom of the zone, called strike two. Hutchinson not agreeing with that call. Getting some groans there from Onstead's side. Leip trying to get out of the inning unscathed. Couple glances at second. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. All three outs in the inning by way of the strikeout. And Leip able to get out of that side. Still 5-0 Onstead. Top of the fourth inning coming up in 60 seconds. You've got regional semifinal baseball right here on WKHM.
Brew. Zero carbs. For what's
only 80 calories.
Next.
Zero sugar.
Brewed for what's next. Bud Light next. The first zero carb beer is here. Super crisp, light, and refreshing. Bud Light next is brewed with the highest quality ingredients. Zero carbs, zero sugar, and only 80 calories. Brewed for what's next. The first zero carb beer is here. Bud Light next.
2022 Anheuser-Busch. Bud Light next beer. St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
Are you running out of hot water too soon? Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. If you notice that you're not getting enough hot water in the mornings, it might be time for repair or replacement for your current hot water heater. At Grimes, we specialize in hot water heater services and installations. Don't settle for lukewarm showers. Our expert team will ensure you have reliable hot water when you need it. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com to schedule your appointment.
Listening to live high school baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
5-0 Onstead over Grass Lake. Now in the top of the fourth inning, brought to you by Prate Place. Connor Dockery here on WKHM, broadcasting from Hudson High School. 1-2-3 due up here for Grass Lake, led off by the shortstop Luke Guthrie, who falls one off along the third baseline to fall behind 0-1. Grounded out back in the first inning to start the game. Xavier Gibbs still doing some good work on the hill. Fastball missing up and in. 1-1 for Guthrie. Gibbs. 1-1. Swinging a foul up and out of play to our right. 1-2 to Guthrie. Gibbs. 9-9 through three innings with 2 strikeouts in that mix. Grass Lake trying to get their first base runner on here. 1-2. Swinging a short pop to the shallow right field, and that one finds the outfield grass, and just like that, Grass Lake leadoff single from Luke Guthrie. Breaks up 3 perfect innings from Gibbs. And we'll see if this gets Grass Lake going here. They really need to get something going here. Again, 5-run deficit. Especially here in these middle innings, got to try to start chipping away at that. Can't look too far ahead as well. Trying to take a huge chunk off. Maybe they can nibble off maybe 1 or 2 runs here. Hold the deficit and then keep trying to chip at it. But it starts with getting base runners on. Sal Vitale now Swinging a pop up and over the right-hand side and out of play to fall behind 0-1 on the foul. 0-for-1. One of the two strikeout victims so far for Gibbs. One on the way. Swinging a foul tip behind, and he falls behind 0-2. Gibbs, lefty pitcher, I beg your pardon, by the way. Really pitching well so far, but we'll see how he does here with some traffic there on first base. 0-2 to Vitale. Wave and a miss. Fastball off the plate. Got him swinging. Gibbs' third strikeout of the game, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon in the Brokerage House. And there's the first out of the fourth inning. Runner on first. Grass Lake trailing 5-0 here in the regional semifinals with the center fielder Jacob Collins standing in. First pitch swing and a pop to right field. And that's in the glove of Bellner for out number two. Here is Braden Lape. Started the game at third base, but currently the relief pitcher for the Warriors. 0-for-1 with a second inning flyout. Gibbs ready to go. First pitch drops just below the zone. And it's ball one. In the stretch. Now a pickoff move at first. Guthrie back in safely. Ready to go once more. Here's the 1-0 on its way. Fastball misses. Ooh, called strike on the inside part of the plate. And then a pickoff attempt by Nanders from behind home plate. Guthrie able to slide in safely. It's 1-1 now for Braden Lape after that called strike. Here's the 1-1. That one misses low and in. 2-1 for Lape. Getting ahead in the count here. And that's how several weeks ago Lumen was able to get to Xavier Gibbs on the hill. Just consistently keeping some pressure on him on the hill. Fastball called strike two on the upper outside corner. 2-2 now for Lape. Base runner on first with two outs. 2-2. That one in the dirt. Block by Manders to prevent movement off first from Guthrie, and it's a full 3-2 count. Guthrie going to be moving here on the pitch. 3-2. Fly ball. Left center field, and that's going to be in the glove of JT Hill, the center fielder. And that'll do it. Grass Lake finally gets their first base runner on, but Guthrie stranded on the bases, and it remains a 5-0 lead for Onsted. Bottom of the fourth coming your way in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Five to zero, Onstead. Still leading over Grass Lake now in the bottom of the fourth inning, brought to you by Prates Place. 1-2-3 due up here. JT Hill, the center fielder, leading us off. Braden Lape remaining on the mound in relief. First pitch from the lefty hitter is below the zone for ball one. Hill 2-for-2, pair of singles, and a pair of runs scored. 1-0 swing and a tapper. This one goes to second base. Pickup throw to first. Wayne to Vitale in time for out number one. Last two innings, Grass Lake has been able to retire the leadoff hitter, and that's helped them turn things around in terms of the pitching, but still need the offense to get going if they want to chip into this deficit. Lucas Arnold's now at the plate, the shortstop. Base is empty, one out. First pitch drops in. Now on the right side, swung on, foul just over the Onstead dugout. Strike one there. Arnold also 2-for-2. Pair of singles, two runs scored, one run batted in, and a pair of stolen bases as well. 0-1 on the curveball. That one drops in the dirt for ball one. Next one on its way from Lape. Swinging a tapper foul along the third base line, and it's 1-2. I'd like to thank Wolverine Seal Coating and Wilby Transit Mix for their support in today's coverage. Lape settling things down since he came in relief. Now another curveball in the dirt, blocked by Knight behind home plate. Two balls, two strikes for Lucas Arnold. Since he came in, just one hit, three strikeouts. Fastball misses just off the plate, and the count runs full, 3-2. Payoff. Swinging a tapper foul off to the left. Arnold hanging in there. Remains a full count. Here's another payoff from Lape. Curveball just off the plate. Did not get Arnold swinging. And that's a walk with one out. First walk in relief for Braden Lape that he's allowed. And here is Luke Menders. 2-for-2. A double and a single. Three runs batted in. Huge part in Onstead's success, not only on the season, but today, as the first pitch misses low and away for ball one. One-oh-one its way. Fastball called, strike one on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Quick glance over the left shoulder for Lape, gets in the stretch. 1-1. Drops below the zone, ball two. Lape Manders, I mentioned, 2-for-2 here. He was 2-for-2 in the Outlook tournament. A couple doubles and a walk in that. Just a hit machine. Next one, fastball, misses off the plate again. 3-1 for Manders. Now a check throw at first. Arnold able to dive in safely. Manders back in. Three-one swing and a grounder. This one going to second. Not fast enough to try to get two, so Wayne makes the easy throw to Vitale over there at first to get the sure second out. Lucas Arnold moving up to second with two outs here. 5-0 Onstead. Here's the number four hitter, third baseman Jack Tessier. 1-for-1, a single and a sacrifice bunt for an RBI. And a step off from Lape does not make a pickoff throw. Colin Knight coming out from behind home plate to have a quick chat with his pitcher. Ready to go with Tessier at the plate. First pitch. Drops in on the curveball, called strike one. Another glance at second there with Arnold. Bit of a lead. Next pitch, curveball. Too far off the plate. One ball, one strike. One-one on its way. Swing and a tapper. This one goes to short. Could get Grasslake out of the inning. And a nice throw, Guthrie, from short over to Vitale at first. Beating Tessier by half a step. Wow. And that will retire the side. Just the walk there to Arnold, but that does not burn Lape. And it remains 5-0 Onstead. The top of the fifth inning coming your way in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminishes beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Top of the fifth inning here from Hudson High School, brought to you by Yoder Signs and Designs in Grasslake. 5-0 lead for Onstead over the Grasslake Warriors. 5-6-7 due up for Grasslake in this inning, with Bryant Cook leading us off, the left fielder. Xavier Gibbs remaining on the mound. In his great start so far, just one hit allowed, three strikeouts, no walks. First pitch fastball called strike one on the inside half. Tough location there to do anything with as the hitter. Next one, swing and a pop. This one to the right side, just in foul territory, and caught by the first baseman Wonders for the first out. Grasslake has not been able to get much contact at all against Gibbs, and usually when they have, it's not great contact. The lone base hit for Guthrie is a little bit of a weak fly ball that squeaked just fair in right field. Landed just untouched. Now this brings Colin Knight to the plate, who looks at ball one off the plate on the fastball. 0 for 1 with a second inning pop out. One out on its way. Swing and a grounder. This one going to the second baseman. Pick up, throw to first in time. Hutchinson to Wonders for out number two. Another chance for Gibbs to retire Grass Lake in order here. Here's Gavin Killinger, the right fielder. 0 for 1 with a third inning strikeout. Base is empty, 2 outs, 5-0 Onstead. Here from the regional semifinals. Swing and a laser foul up and out of play over the Wildcat dugout on our right-hand side. Next one, wave and a miss, and there's strike number two. I'd like to thank Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning and County National Bank for their support in today's coverage, as we got a swing and a pop foul out of play once more for Killinger, hanging in there with an 0-2 count. Gibbs trying to get out of this in order. For the fourth time in 5 innings, next one swung on, popped foul, up and out of play once more. Killinger again doing a good job hanging in there.
Win the battle, Gabby. Come on, kid. Find a gap. Battle.
Gibbs once more on the mound, 0-2. Misses inside. A little bit of a back hop there from Killinger to avoid getting hit, and it's ball one. Trying to work his way back into this count. 1-2. Swinging a fly ball, shallow left field. And that'll be caught by the left fielder, Johnson. Grasslake once more retired in order. And they still trail 5-0. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe and have your vehicle inspected at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines, located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, pinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
5-0 Onstead, bottom of the fifth inning here in the regional semifinals. Hudson High School, Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Wildcats here, led off by their pitcher Xavier Gibbs, with Braden Lape still on the mound in relief. So far working on 2 2/3 innings, allowing one hit, no runs, 3 strikeouts, and 1 walk. First pitch to Gibbs. Curveball dropping. Not sure where that one missed. It's ball one. Looked like it was right down Main Street. 1-0. Fastball, line drive, center field. And that's going to be caught by Jacob Collins for the first out. up a little bit here at Hudson. But hopefully the rain stays away. Projected more rain coming in the 4 o'clock hour. Got some heavy rain in the bottom of the first inning. For a good 5-6 minutes of just hard rain, and then it stopped. Now at the plate, it's Carson Wonders, the first baseman, who looks at the pitch up and in for ball one. Next one on the way, fastball misses high, ball two. Base is empty, one out. 5-0 on Stead. In this fifth inning, brought to you by Yoder Signs and Designs. Another one misses, this time in the dirt. 3-0 for Carson Wonders, who is 0-2 in this one. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first, struck out in the third. 3-0. That one misses high. It's a four-pitch walk. Second walk issued by Lape in relief. Oh, no, they actually got the zone. My bad. The next one then. Oh, cut the bottom of the zone. Called strike two. So back-to-back strikes. So I beg your pardon. No walk there to Wonders. Still at the plate now. A full count. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. So that is much better than a walk. It's a strikeout. Fourth of the game for Lape. Again, it was that late strike call. Threw me off. And the Lape, phenomenal pitching, working his way back from the dead. A 3-0 count. Followed that up with three straight strikes to get the second out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. Base is empty, two outs. Here's the right fielder, Logan Bellner, at the plate, who looks at a fastball up and in for ball one, ducking out of the way. 1-0 now misses low and away, 2-0. Strikeout in the first, reached on an error in the third. He's 0-2. 2-0 swing and a grounder to third. Having trouble picking it up. Prater across the diamond to first. Not in time. And the inning continues. Bellner now on first with two outs. And the designated hitter, Sam Salas, at the plate. Second error of the game on the Warriors. Late couple glances over his left shoulder. First pitch. Big swing and a miss from Salas. Now Colin Knight coming out to have a quick chat with Braden Lape. 0-1, struck out in the third inning. Hit by a pitch in the second inning. He was one of those three runs in the second. Pickoff throw at first, diving in safely as Bellner. Onstead doing all their damage early. Two runs scored in the first on four consecutive base hits to open the inning. As we got a swing and a pop foul out of play. Salas falling behind 0-2. They added three more runs in the second. There was a hit batter. And then three consecutive singles with a sacrifice bunt. Bringing in three runs in that second inning. But since then, since Lape has come in, Onstead's offense has been shut down mostly. Has got a called strike three on the fastball low and away. What a placement there from Lape. That's his fifth strikeout, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. And that will conclude matters here in the fifth inning. Top of the sixth is next. Grass Lake trails 5-0 here in the regional semifinals. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson. 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
I'd like to thank the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley and Phelps Towing for their support in today's coverage. 5-0 Onsted over Grass Lake, top of the sixth inning. Grass Lake at the plate here at Hudson High School. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. 8-9-1 due up for Grass Lake. Really important for them to get one of these first two guys on base as they try to rally here. And it was a similar stage of the game. Bottom of the fifth is where they rallied to take a 3-2 lead against Clinton in the last game. First pitch high for ball one, and then a swing and a foul off to the right to make it a 1-1 count for Manny Schaefran, the designated hitter. And they had similar struggles in the first couple innings against Clinton before they finally got running, so they really got to try to find a way to put pressure on Gibbs. They want to try to rally here. Another foul tip. 1-2 now for Schaefran. Fastball misses up and in. Oh, they're going to say that got him on the elbow. I was going to say that was awfully close. But that did just graze him. First hit batter of the game for Xavier Gibbs. And Grass Lake has a leadoff base runner. Here's Cameron Prater now. First pitch, that one right down Main Street on the fastball for a called first strike.
Right kid, right spot, let's go.
And they got one of the first two hitters on. Top of the order with Luke Guthrie now in the on-deck circle. If Grass Lake is going to strike here in this game, it's got to be right here. Cameron Prater now 1-1, looks at a fastball up and away. Next pitch, swinging a grounder right back to Gibbs on the hill. Turns, makes the throw to second for the first out, and the throw offline at first base. Could not get the second out. And now the umpires are going to chat things over on that second out. See if maybe there's potential interference on the play. Maybe if it was actually an out after all, get a second opinion on this one. But at the very least, Schaefran out at second base. Runner on first with one out. Now Luke Guthrie at the plate. Umpires still chatting things over here. And they do rule Prater safe. So he reaches on a fielder's choice and attempted double play by Onsted. So he's at first with one out. Luke Guthrie at the plate. Now going to have the Onsted coach Holden Branch with a couple words for the field umpire. Not happy with that one. Whatever he was trying to vouch for there. Guthrie now ready to go. 1-for-2. Ground out and a single in this one. 5-0 lead for Onsted. Gibbs still pitching very well here, but Grass Lake trying to find a crack in the armor, if you will, as we got a swing and a miss. Fastball just off the plate. Couldn't catch up there. 0-1. Next pitch misses low and in. That one nearly got a second batter here. And it's 1-1. Quick glance at first. 1-1. Fastball taken high. Good take there for Guthrie. 2-1. Sims in the stretch. 2-1, fastball high again, 3-1. Losing a little bit of control here, doesn't want to hang one too much over the plate. Now we're going to have a mound visit here for Xavier Gibbs as they try to chat how to attack Guthrie here with this 3-1 count. Looks like they're going to pull Gibbs here, actually. Mid-plate appearance, going with the reliever. So, again, could this be the time that Grass Lake comes through? They finally got Gibbs, who's been just pitching phenomenally in this start. Going to warm up a new pitcher here, so we're going to step aside back in 60 seconds. Grass Lake trailing 5-0 here on WKHM.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Attention homeowners, investors, and property seekers. BNR Real Estate Group has become more powerful for your buying and selling needs by transforming into Coldwell Banker by Swanger Realty Group. Coldwell Banker is the number one global brand for real estate, guiding people home since 1906. Still veteran-owned by Doug Byswanger, they have the same local agents with better tools to assist their clients. Coldwell Banker, Byswanger Realty Group, oh, they did it again. Another home sold. You could be next. Located at 1331 Horton Road, online at mirealestatepro.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here in the top of the sixth inning, Grass Lake trailing 5-0 to Onsted, as Lucas Arnold now coming in relief of Xavier Gibbs. Currently a 3-1 count to Luke Guthrie. Runner on first with one out for Grass Lake, as Grass Lake trying to rally here in the latter stages of this game. Gibbs, phenomenal start here. 5 1/3 innings, no runs on one hit, 3 strikeouts, no walks, and a hit batter. It took Grass Lake all the way until the fourth inning until they got their first base runner of the game. So here's Arnold now. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip behind, and that runs the count full to Luke Guthrie. Big spot right here. Arnold, a quick glance over his left shoulder. Payoff pitch. Misses on the fastball, and it's going to be a walk, although that shouldn't be fair there for Lucas Arnold, of course. He already inherited a 3-1 count when he came in, but that's how it is sometimes. Runners on first and second with one out for Grass Lake, trailing 5-0. Here's Sal Vitale. Steps in, ready to go. First pitch called, strike one on the lower outside corner. 0-2 pair of strikeouts. Vitale, he's due. 0-1. That one's in the dirt, but a good block by Menders preventing that one from going to the backstop. And it's 1-1. Grass Lake trying to rally here in the sixth. Swing and a pop foul. Deflects off the fencing, and it's 1-2 for Vitale. Runners on first and second with one out. Here at Hudson High School, home of the Hudson Tigers. 1-2, swing and another pop foul up and out of play. Still 1-2. Arnold hanging in there. Arnold, of course, in relief. Grass Lake, they did a decent job throughout the game, despite not getting great contact against Gibbs, doing a good job of fouling some pitches off, really racking up his pitch count, and of course sending him packing sooner than he wanted. Now a pitch misses, 2-2 for Sal Vitale. Next pitch, fastball, misses away. And it's ball three, 3-2. Another big spot here. Chance to load the bases or more. Vitale ready to go at the plate, payoff. Swing and a tapper. This one rolls along the third baseline. Throw across the diamond in the dirt. And a nice catch there by Gibbs. Now at first base to get the second out, but that moves both base runners up. And this brings in Jacob Collins. Prater at third, Guthrie at second. Collins at the plate. Still 5-0 Onstead, but Grass Lake is their best chance that they've had all game of trying to break onto the scoreboard and chip into this deficit. Arnold pitching in relief. First pitch of Collins, fastball right down the middle. And he looks at it for a called first strike. Arnold ready to go in the stretch, 0-1. Ooh, that runs in and gets him. Bases loaded. Here's Braden Lape. He was instrumental in helping slow down Onstead at the plate after they jumped out to a 5-0 lead. And now he's got a chance to get his guys on the scoreboard here. Quick meeting with Manders and Arnold before proceeding, trying to settle down Lucas Arnold to get out of this jam here. Bases loaded, two outs. Still 5-0 Onstead. First pitch to Lape, fastball, that one down the middle, strike one. In the stretch for Arnold. 0-1, swing and a foul tip behind, and now it's 0-2. Lape ready to go at the plate. Trying to keep the inning going and trying to bring in some runs. 0-2. Called strike three. Got some nice break on that one and got the corner. Lape can't believe it. But the side has retired a huge strikeout presented by Jennifer Scanlon and the brokerage house there. Arnold gets out of the bases loaded jam and keeps Grass Lake off the scoreboard. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning in 60 seconds here on WKHM.
Don't let the upcoming summer heat catch you off guard. Beat the swelter with an AC tune-up from Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. AC tune-up special currently going on for $99.99. Aspen services all makes and models. When flowers bloom, it's time to tune. Looking to upgrade? Upgrade to one of their high-efficiency Amana HVAC systems and receive up to $2,200 off select Amana systems that include warranties up to 10 years on labor and parts, along with free Wi-Fi thermostat. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
5-0 Onstead. Another chance to add to their lead here over Grass Lake as we're now in the bottom of the sixth inning. Connor Dockery from Hudson High School. Thanks for hanging out with me on this Wednesday afternoon. Game moved up, of course, with the threat of rain later today as we got a bunt attempt by Talon Hutchinson to lead things off. And it Squeaks foul off to the right-hand side. Onstead again just ambushed Grass Lake. Two runs in the first, three runs in the second, and then since then, Lape has shut down the Onstead offense, but Grass Lake has just really not been able to get anything going at the plate, especially against Xavier Gibbs. And Arnold just now, Lucas Arnold, shutting down a bases-loaded opportunity for Grass Lake. Another bunt attempt here for Hutchinson. Pick up, throw to first by Lape is in time for the first out. Unsuccessful bunt there, but that brings back the top of the order with the center fielder, JT Hill. Lape so far in relief, no runs allowed, one hit, one walk, five strikeouts in four innings. First pitch to Hill, misses low and in on the fastball, and it's ball one. Wind picking up here in the sixth inning. 1-0. Called strike one on the outside edge for the lefty hitter. 1-1. It was 2-for-3, pair of singles, pair of runs with a ground out. 1-1 bounces in the dirt. And it's 2-1, bases empty, one out here for the Onstead Wildcats. Winner of this game will move on to take on the winner of Wesley and Lumen Christi on Saturday morning at Adrian College in the regional finals. Got another bunt here. Pick up by Lape. Throw to first in time again. Couple unsuccessful bunts here by Onstead leads to the first two outs. Bases remain empty. And here is Lucas Arnold. First pitch, swing and a grounder right to short. Guthrie pick up, throw across the diamond to first in time, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Onstead. And we move on to the top of the seventh inning, Grass Lake's last chance, trying to overcome a five-run deficit here to the Onstead Wildcats. Coming up in 60 seconds, you've got high school playoff baseball on WKHM.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Is your driveway or parking lot starting to show its age? Don't let cracks and wear diminishes beauty and functionality. At Wolverine Seal Coating, they understand the importance of routine maintenance to extend the life of your pavement. Their expert team specializes in seal coating and filling in cracks, providing a protective barrier against the elements and preventing further damage. Don't wait until it's too late. If your driveway or parking lot is beginning to look a little rough around the edges, call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your free estimate. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
You're listening to Live High School Baseball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
5-0 Onstead, top of the seventh inning, Grass Lake. Trying to string together a late rally here to keep their season going here in the regional semifinals at Hudson High School. Again, winner will move on to take on the winner of Lumen Christi and Wesley at Adrian College on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. 5-6-7 due up for Grass Lake here in the top of the seventh. Bryant Cook leading us off, and Lucas Arnold remaining on the hill in relief. Came in to get the last two outs in the last inning and able to tightrope his way out of the bases-loaded jam on a called strike three to Braden Lape. And we're ready to go. First pitch. Swing and a miss on the high fastball. In the last inning, that bases loaded was the best chance that Grass Lake had all game before that. In the five innings before that, they only had one base runner. Next pitch is a swing and a pop to the right side, just in foul territory. Xavier Gibbs under it, and he makes the catch off of first for the first out. This brings in the catcher, Colin Knight. 0 for 2 with a pop out and a ground out in this one. Grasslake really needs to get something going with the bottom four hitters right here. And with only one more out to work with. I should say before they get to a two out count. First pitch misses inside on the ball. Next one misses outside. 2-0. Arnold winds up. Next pitch. Swing and a grounder. This one goes to the second baseman pickup. Throw to first. Way too high. Oh, my goodness. Grass Lake. Ooh, they're actually going to send him to second base. Looks like he sent that one into the dugout. They're going to rule that one out of play. Boy, Hutchinson, not sure what that throw was, but Grass Lake will take it. That's only their first error of the game for Onstead. And they'll have a base runner at second. Knight will be replaced by the pinch runner, Kobe Sandoval. So Sandoval at second with one out. Here is Gavin Killinger. 5-0 lead on set, top of the seventh. Swing and a tap foul on the right-hand side. He falls behind 0-1. Struck out in the third, flew out in the fifth inning. So far in this one. 0-1 on its way. Fastball misses above the belt. It's ball one. Wind is still picking up here in the latter stages. Again, you know more weather's coming shortly as we got a short fly ball to left field. That one's going deep, and it is going to be over the glove of the left fielder. Runner gets the wave home to score. Sandoval scores, and that's a big one-run double for Gavin Killinger. Grass Lake's hope still alive here in the top of the seventh. RBI. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Runner on second with one out. Here is the designated hitter, Manny Schaffran, and I believe Onstead is going to look to another arm to try to close this thing out and get these last two outs. Either that or it's just a mound visit here to try to settle down Lucas Arnold on the hill. So Grass Lake finally breaks onto the scoreboard here in the seventh inning. You knew it was a matter of just once Xavier Gibbs gets pulled. Again, once he left the game in the last inning, Grass Lake able to get bases loaded. Unfortunately, not able to capitalize on that chance, but it was still a chance greater than they had all game to that point. And now here, finally able to break onto the scoreboard. Big contact there from Gavin Killinger, just out of the reach of Johnson in left field to make that grab. So it's 5-1. First pitch, swing and a grounder. This one goes to short. Pickup throw to first is offline, but able to recover and make the tag there. Xavier Gibbs, it pulled him off the bag, but still able to get that out. Meanwhile, Killinger moves up to third, but Grass Lake down to their final out here. The 9-hole hitter, Cameron Prater, at the plate. First pitch, that one misses low for ball one. Next one, swing and a line drive. Ooh, that one sneaks past the glove of Wonders at short, and that brings in another run. One run single from Cameron Prater. Score Corian Killinger from third. And here's Luke Guthrie, top of the order here for Grass Lake. Still with two outs, but still a chance here. Not over till it's over. 5-2 now. Grass Lake comes to within three. First pitch, fastball up and in from Lucas Arnold for ball one. Guthrie is 1-for-2, ground out, single and a walk in this one. 1-0, swinging a grounder, that one along the first base line. Oh, it's fair. They called it fair, so Gibbs just picking it up and stepping on the bag. And that will do it. So Onstead celebrating out of their dugout now with the 5-2 victory. Here in the regional semifinals, they move on to the regional championship, where they will take on the winner of Leslie and Grass Lake on Saturday. So a good showing overall in this game for Onstead. Grass Lake, unfortunately, really didn't have that spark until late. But, of course, that five-run deficit proving too much to overcome. And as we tally up the line score here really quick. So 5-2 victory for Onstead here in the regional semifinals. They score their five runs on seven hits. They committed one error and left six runners on base. Meanwhile, Grass Lake scored their two runs on three hits. They committed two errors and they left five runners on base. Winning pitcher Xavier Gibbs. He went 5 1/3 innings, allowing no runs on one hit, three strikeouts, no walks, one hit batter. Basically, just phenomenal pitching there from Xavier Gibbs. Could not have asked for a better start from him if you're Onstead. Then Lucas Arnold coming in, of course, went the last 1 2/3 innings, allowed two runs on two hits, one strikeout, one walk, but just enough to guide Onstead to the victory. Losing pitcher is Walker McKibben, went the first 1 1/3 innings, allowed five runs on six hits, two strikeouts, one walk and one hit batter. Braden Lape doing a good job in relief. He pitched the last 4 2/3 innings, allowing no runs on one hit, five strikeouts, and one walk. And again, just a overall tough showing for Grass Lake. You got to give Onstead a lot of credit. They came out. They came ready to play, getting a lot of good contact right out of the gates. Able to build that quick 5-0 lead through two innings. And by the time Grass Lake's pitching with Braden Lape started to settle things down for Onstead offensively, it just took Grass Lake just way too long to get going. Again, you got to give a lot of credit specifically to Xavier Gibbs. Pitching phenomenally. His stuff was virtually untouchable. And the contact that Grass Lake did get on his pitches, it really wasn't strong contact. And they didn't really find any offensive success until he was pulled from the game. So Xavier Gibbs instrumental in Onstead's 5-2 win over the Grass Lake Warriors. As, again, they move on. Onstead moves on. And they will take on the winner of Lumen Christi and Leslie over there at Adrian College. First pitch will be at 10 o'clock. That's going to do it for live coverage today for the regional semifinals. One more time, final score is Onstead 5, Grass Lake 2. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of High School Baseball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.